BBC News, hello, I'm Gareth Barlow. Up to 500,000 people have been urged to evacuate their homes in the southeastern United States in preparation for the arrival of Hurricane Michael. Forecasters say the storm has strengthened into a Category 3 hurricane, as Gary O'Donoghue reports.
Hurricane Michael is heading straight for Florida's panhandle, and forecasters say it will probably make landfall late on Wednesday afternoon. 120,000 people are under mandatory evacuation orders, but local officials believe a far fewer number than that have in fact moved away. Many shops and businesses were closed on Tuesday, and gasoline was becoming scarce. While extremely high winds are expected, the main fear is a surge in seawater levels and the damage that could bring to these low-lying communities when it comes ashore.
The International Monetary Fund has warned that there is a real risk of a new and widespread shock to the world economy. In a report issued ahead of a meeting in Indonesia with the World Bank, the IMF said dangerous undercurrents were evident because of increasing trade tensions and mounting interest rates. Our economics editor, Kamal Ahmed, has this assessment.
This second sober warning in 24 hours shows just how seriously the IMF is taking the possibility of a sharp reversal of economic fortunes around the world. Yesterday, the body downgraded growth forecasts for this year and next, blaming increasing trade tensions. Today, in a major report to mark the 10th anniversary of the financial crisis, the IMF said risks were increasing, not just around trade disputes, but around a growing complacency that stock markets could only travel in one direction, upwards.
A new report by a leading medical journal says the majority of countries are failing to address the needs of the more than a billion people worldwide affected by mental health disorders. The study, published in the Lancet journal, says that this failure is exacerbating poverty, social cohesion and economic progress. With more details, our global health correspondent, Smita Mundasad.
Researchers say this could cost the global economy some $16 trillion by 2030. They warn that in many countries, people routinely face abuse or detention for mental health issues, and few get the full support they need. They make several recommendations, including more use of digital innovations to diagnose and help people. The report also suggests more psychological support is delivered in the community by non-specialists such as teachers, religious leaders and the police.
World News from the BBC.